This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, December 1st. God's word to you today is of Abraham. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 1, verse 1, and it says, "This is a record of the ancestors of Jesus the Messiah, a descendant of David and of Abraham." Galatians 4, verse 4 says, "But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law." What is the significance of the Messiah being born of a woman? The significance is, God is saying, the Messiah is not going to come riding on a chariot from heaven. The Messiah is going to be born of a woman, be of the same seed that failed, and through that same seed, there will be deliverance. Only the blood of man could redeem the sin of mankind. So the Redeemer of mankind came as a man born of a woman, not an angel. God could have sent an angel to defeat Satan, but God chose that the Redeemer would be born of a woman. The relevance of this to us is, most times, when we have challenges, we always look externally for the solution. But God always provides the solution from within. Africa's problems, for instance, are not going to be solved by the Western world. The problems of Africa are going to be solved by Africans. The problems of Nigeria will be solved by Nigerians. God does not mind starting small. God does not despise the days of little beginnings. God can start with a baby and raise a deliverer. That is how God works. The challenge with us is, we always like to start big. You want to start a business, you want to start big. You want to do a wedding, you want to do it big. You want to marry a wife, you want to marry extra size. However, God mostly starts with a seed. The second prophecy we're going to consider is, the Messiah will be the descendant of Abraham, and through him all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Genesis 12 verse 3 says, "I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you." This was the messianic prophecy. There was no way Abraham by himself could fulfill that. But the seed will come through him that will fulfill the prophecy. We see the fulfillment in today's scripture reference and in Acts 3, 24-26, which says, "Starting with Samuel, every prophet spoke about what is happening today. You are the children of those prophets, and you are included in the covenant God promised to his ancestors. For God said to Abraham, through your descendants, all the families on earth will be blessed." When God raised up his servant, Jesus sent him first to you people of Israel to bless you by turning you each back from your sinful ways. Jesus is that seed, that promise, and he is blessing the whole world today. It is important that we understand these things because it is on this revelation that our faith is founded. Let us pray. Father, I declare that Jesus dwells in me. I too will fulfill every word that God has spoken about me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.